message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God's present this morning, and I know that no one here will go back the same in the name of Jesus. God that has brought you from January to December will give you the grace to end it well in Jesus' name. He will end it well. You will end it well in Jesus' name. You will end it well in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking briefly on let God arise. Let God arise. To arise is to get up. To arise is to stand upright. To arise is to defend somebody. Media, God bless you for the sound today. Much better than Wednesday. God bless you. To arise is to fight for somebody. Friends, we are in a wicked world. And it takes the grace and the mercy of God to conquer in this wicked world. Our God is not a God of wickedness. According to Psalms 5 verse 4. Psalms chapter 5 verse 4. For thou art not a God that had pleasure in wickedness. God does not have interest in wickedness. God does not have interest in the wickedness of the wicked. No. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the forces that resist man. And one of the major cries of a man, that a man must cry to God, is, God, arise for my sake. Especially at a dying minute like this. Because we are now at the dying minute of this year. We are now at the dying minute of this year. We are those that can pursue God and get all their outstandings in the last 11 months. And if you are one of us that will secure your possession and possess what belongs to you, shout a big amen. Amen. Let God arise, or arise, O God, is one of the major cries that a man should cry to God. What happens when God arises for you? Number one is the termination or end of age-long battles. Psalm 7 verse 9. Psalm 7 verse 9. The termination of age-long battles. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Somebody say amen. But establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. In somebody's life, the wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end. I said the wickedness of the wicked shall come to an end. Maybe you have been tormented, buffeted. There are some things that have been disturbing you. There are some things that have been affecting you. When you cry to God, oh God, arise, He brings those issues to an end. I will say in Psalm 30 verse 5, we may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. For somebody, this is the morning of your joy in the name of Jesus. Number two, what happens when God arises for you? The scattering of the enemies and the enemy's camp. Psalm 68 verse 1, let God arise and then His enemies be scattered. Once God can arise for you, there is a scattering of the camp of the wicked against you. Enemies, most of the time, they work in coalitions. They work in cooperation. They join hands together to fight believers. They don't fight single-handedly. They cooperate. I would say it's when an evil spirit is cast out of a man, and after some time, that evil spirit comes back and finds the place clean. He said he will go back and look for seven more wicked demons. And then the end of that man is worse than his beginning. So enemies don't walk alone. They walk as a clique. And today, as God will arise for you, He will scatter their camp. I say God will scatter their camp. Those forces that have been hindering your laughter, hindering your joy and your gladness, hindering you from rising, powers that have suppressed your destiny, God will destroy them today in the name of Jesus. Number three, what happens when God arises for you? The frustration of the wicked and their conspiracy. In Isaiah 8 verse 10, Isaiah 8 verse 10, the Bible says, take counsel together and it shall come to naught. Speak the word and it shall not stand. For God is with us. When God arises for you, He frustrated the tokens of liars and He made diviners mad. He frustrated the tokens of liars and He made diviners mad. Somebody is here today. God will frustrate those that want to frustrate you. Powers that want to frustrate your marriage, God will frustrate them. Powers that want to frustrate your business, God will frustrate them. Powers that want to frustrate your children, God will frustrate them. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Like that woman we talked about this morning. Devil wanted to frustrate her. Sometimes I look at her face when she's in church here, you know, trusting God for that blessing. Instead of smiling, she'll be frowning. You know when a woman sometimes is looking for something from God? For her to smile sometimes might be difficult. Then she eventually got a smile and devil wanted to frustrate her. But God destroyed that frustration. The wicked that wants to frustrate you, God will frustrate them. The powers of darkness that want to frustrate your studies, God will frustrate them. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Listen, your testimony and your blessing will not be aborted. Number four, what happens when God arises for you is safety and deliverance. Saved in Mark chapter 4, verse 37 to 39. Mark 4, 37 to 39. There's a story there of safety and deliverance with Jesus arising. The Bible says, and there arose a great storm in the wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. There was waves, and then the water was entering into the ship, and the ship was full of water. That's what the Bible was saying. And Jesus was inside the inner part of the ship. He was sleeping on a pillow. Jesus was there, but he did not arise yet. He was resting on a pillow. And they went to wake him up, like we are going to tell God this morning, Father, wake up for my sake. Get up for my sake. And they went to wake him up and say unto him, Master, will you allow me to end 2018 without getting this issue settled? Don't you care about me anymore? Where is your face? And he was in the inner part of the ship asleep. Now go to the next verse. God bless you, media. All departments are on point this morning. And he arose and rebuked the wind. I rebuke that thing that is disturbing you this morning. I rebuke that problem challenging you this morning. I rebuke that storm in your family this morning. I rebuke the spirit of failure this morning. I rebuke the spirit of carryover this morning. I rebuke whatever wants to make you poor this morning. He arose and go back to that scripture. He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace. I speak peace to you this morning. I speak peace to you this morning. Peace, be still. And the wind ceases. You see, until God arises for you, things can go haywire. Until God stands up to defend you, devil can consume you. If God gives devil 1 minute, free hand will kill you. Just 1 minute. Free hand. Not to talk of one day. Say, this one day, I just leave you to handle this deal. He will take your time. If you have good sense, take it. If your eyes are fine, we'll pour acid on it. He's the most wicked person you can think of. But he will fail concerning you. I say he will fail concerning you. He will fail concerning you. In the remaining days of 2018, I speak safety and deliverance for you. I speak safety and deliverance for you. Also, Psalms 12, verse 5. Number 5, what happens when God arrives for you? It is the release of favor. Someone say favor. I like this. The others too, but this one is very crucial. When God arises for you, favor comes. In Psalm 102 verse 13, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Yea, the set time has come. Until God arises for you, lady, nothing can work. Gentleman, handsome man, nothing can walk. It's a pity. What they need. Many don't know how to get it. Favor can be found nowhere else. Real, genuine favor, except from God. I think God will arise and have mercy. God will have mercy on you this morning. And the product of his mercy is favor. The product of God arising for you is that he will favor you. This morning, in the most unusual way, God will favor you. Friends, I don't know about you, but I'm very expectant this morning. I'm very expectant this morning. What people refuse to take forcefully in my family, every one of them, I must take it. What they refuse to take. You know, sometimes when you are lazy, you leave blessings for others to take. I would say a lazy man put his hand in his pocket. He refused to even put it in his mouth. People will get it this month. But it is those who are there to pursue God's favor. Six, what happens when God arises for you? It's financial release and supply. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 8. One day, Jesus was passing by and he saw Peter. You know the story very well. They had toiled all night, like many of us here have toiled all year. I mean, you walk this year. I mean, you really walk. You cannot talk of when you walk like this last. Yet, December is about to end. December has started, the year is about to end. You cannot say, this is what I've achieved. That devil is a liar. In this last month, everything you have missed, you will get it. Everything you have lost will come to you. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. And as he went into the ship, he said, oh boy, launch again. It's not over yet. They were already packing their net, like many are already packing, already preparing for Christmas, already preparing that the year is ended, Joe. What else again? What else can God do? Since he didn't do it from January to November, how can he now do it in December? God is not a man that should lie. Neither is he a man that should repent. He says, my ways are not your ways. The way God works in mysterious way, and I can bet it, and I feel the conviction in my heart, you will not miss your portion in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, the summary of this story is that Peter became very rich because Jesus arose for him. He caught so much fishes, ships were full, and net began to break, and ship was at the point of sinking because of he had to call men to come and assist him. What God will give you this month, you can't finish spending it till 2019 finish. I say, what God will give you this month, you won't finish spending it till 2019 finish. Some of you, your proposals are in different places. They will call you this month. I said they will call you this month. Some of you, your helpers have submitted proposals. They will call them and their blessing will get to you. Can I hear you say a big amen? Those that will be prosperous for you to be prosperous, they will get it. There are some people that if money enters my hand, it drops. It gets to them somehow. It is the same thing for everyone. When some people are blessed, you are blessed. Those that will be blessed for you to be blessed, they will be blessed. Those that want to curse you by force, they will be cursed. Can I hear you say amen? Can I hear you say amen? Conditions for God to arise. What are the conditions? Every provision of God has conditions. Everything that God has provided, there is a condition. I'll run through it quickly in the next 5 minutes and I'll round up. Number one condition for God to arise for you is to walk in the fear of God. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. Walk in the fear of God. Only those that fear God can access and can make him arise. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise. Someone say arise. Those that fear God, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. If you fear God, if you fear God, he will arise. Number two, condition. I can preach so much on this, but because of time, we need to go to prayer. I'll just cut it short. I hope I'm prepared for that opportunity comes. Under that point, one, you can also put 1 Peter 3 verse 2. We can read because of that. Number two, condition for God to arise is good works. Keep doing good works. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and 9. Don't be weary in well doing. If you want God to help you, help others. Be not deceived. God is no more. For whatever a man swears, shall he also reap. Verse 9. 9. Let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Keep doing good. If you want God to arise for you, arise for somebody else. If you want God to arise for you, assist somebody else. If you want God to favor you, favor somebody else. If you want God to bless you, bless somebody else. Number three, condition for God to arise is prayer and fasting. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts 2, 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And what was that doctrine? They were breaking bread daily and they were involved in prayers. They were involved in fellowship. They were involved in breaking bread. They were involved in prayer. One of the reasons why God always fought for those of old is because they were always addicted to prayer and fasting. They loved praying and fasting. They enjoyed praying and fasting. And number four, condition for God to arise is sacrificial giving. Only those that can give sacrificially can get God to arise. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 7, you know the story very well of Solomon. One day he gave unto God 1,000 burnt offerings. And then as he gave that offering, God arose for him. God came to him personally in the dream of the night, the same night. It tells me that the sacrifice you do on earth speaks in heaven. The sacrifice you do on the earth is heaven responds to that sacrifice. That's why those who know how to give sacrifices regularly always get God to arise for them. Number five, condition for God to arise is praises. I'm going to be doing that massively tomorrow. Massively tomorrow. Acts chapter 16, 24 to 25. You know that story very well. How God arose for Paul and Silas because of their praise life. They were men of praise. And because of that, at midnight, they prayed. And then they sang praise unto God and their chains broke. God arose for them. God changed their story. God will change your story today. I say God will change your story today. Number six condition for God to arise for you is enrollment in God's army. Enrollment in God's army. Don't just be an onlooker of what is happening in the kingdom of God. Enroll in the army. Do something in the house of God. Do something in the house of God. Get your hands busy. Get your hands busy in the house of God. If you really want God to arise for you, be useful to Him. Let your hands be useful to Him. Our Father in the Lord, Abba E. Adibo, he said something some time ago. A hand that does not get dirty in service cannot handle miracles. Cannot do miracles. A hand that doesn't get there, that is not doing anything for God. So get your hands busy doing something, and then it will arise for you. Number seven condition for God to arise is violence or spiritual wrestle. What you call violence or what you call warfare. I told them in the course of the week at the prayer banquet, if your desire is welfare, you need warfare. Warfare is what precedes welfare. If you want to have welfare, peace of mind, be ready to fight. If you want God to arise for you, look at Genesis 32, 24 to 28. I think I better just stop here. How God arose for Jacob. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. He was a man that was left alone. And Jacob was left alone and there wrestled a man. Can you see that? Wrestle. We all know. Many of us, we have watched wrestling before. And we still watch it sometimes when you have the leisure of time. He wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Continuous fight from night till morning. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he still wrestled with him. That's what they call bulldog approach. And they allowed 2018 to go like that. Jesus, where is your face? I can't leave you. I didn't leave my house for nothing. I didn't come here for nothing. I didn't come to come and see the color of the pastor's suit. I came here to wrestle. He said, okay, I will arise for you. And he said, let me go. For the day breaketh. He shook his head like this. Sam. Somebody say, Sam. Sam. I will not let you go. I will not let you go. Do your worst. I will not let you go. I'm determined to get something out of this year. I will not let you go. But there's a condition that will make me let you go. You bless me. And then when God saw this, let's go on. And he said unto him, what's going on? What is your name? What is your name? I say, this is my name, Jacob. From now on, no. You are too, when I arise for people, I change their names. You can no longer be called Jacob. You will now be called Israel. Why? Because the way you are behaving is not that's not what your name should be. God will change your name today. Singles here today, God will change your name today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are here. In your office, God will give you a higher designation. I didn't hear your louder amen from you. God will move you from a messenger to a manager. God will move you from a messenger to a managing director. Can I hear your loudest amen? Violence spiritually. And as we pray intensely this morning, violently, I see God answering somebody this morning. I see God answering somebody this morning. If you are that person, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. God cannot arise except one is saved. It's a pity. Salvation has been misquoted by many. Many think that when you are coming to church regularly, that means you are saved. No. Salvation is not only about coming to church. Salvation is about a way of life. that is acceptable to heaven, that is prepared for eternity. I hope you all know that there's one day that this whole world will come to an end. Either Jesus returns or the person goes to be with the Lord. So salvation is your heart is ready for God at every
point. Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.